Jackson Station. Good morning. Jack Huntsville.
Jack Huntsville with you on two. Flight stepped away for just a minute.
Okay, no worries. I have a question about StoTrek, and I will sit tight until she comes back. No rush at all.
Hey, Jack, this is Flight on two. What's your question?
Good morning. We were just chatting about cargo and our plan for the weekend and Monday. And we were thinking about doing a couple steps, but as we hop into StoTrek, we do not see the Dragon transfer steps anymore for SpaceX 34. We're wondering if that somehow got accidentally temporarily removed from the StoTrek list, if it could get re-added, or if I'm just clicking the wrong button, or if we could get a PDF or something of the steps over the weekend at some point.
Okay, copy. I had approved a flight note pretty early on in my shift to get you the latest and greatest on board. I guess it did not get on board. So let me go ahead and take a screenshot of the PDF and send it up to you, and then during the daylight hours, we will go ahead and make sure that that does get on board for you. How does that sound?
Yeah, that's a perfect solution. Thank you very much.
Houston, station on two for housekeeping.
Chris, good morning. Go ahead.
Good morning. I was wondering if I could get smoke detection inhibited in the aft half of the USOS. So let's say airlock node 103.
I think we can do that. We will let you know when it's complete.
Much appreciated. Thanks very much. And thanks for sending those StoTrek steps for us.
Yep, no problem. Sorry that it made it on board earlier, but we will get that fixed as soon as we can.
No stress at all. What you said is perfect, so thank you.
Station Houston on 2, no response required. Airlock, Node 1, and Node 3 smoke detectors are now inhibited.
Thanks so much, Chloe. Let you know when we're all finished. Houston, station on 2 for housekeeping.
Go ahead on 2.
Hello. I am all set with the vacuuming in the aft of station and ready for re-enabling of smoke detection in Node 1, Node 3, and the airlock. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Chris. We will get that started and let you know when it's done.
Much appreciated.
Station Houston on 2, no response required. Smoke detection's re-enabled in airlock, Node 1, and Node 3.
Houston, station on 2 for housekeeping.
Station Houston on 2, good morning, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Could you please disable smoke detection in Node 2 and the lab?
Okay, copy and work.
Thank you very much, Paul.
Station Houston on 2 for housekeeping.
Go ahead.
Okay, smoke detectors and Node 2 in the lab are inhibited, so you guys are good to go.
All right, thank you, Paul. Houston, station on 2 for housekeeping.
Go ahead on 2.
And you can re-enable smoke detection in Node 2 and the lab, please.
Okay, will do.
Thanks so much.
Station Houston on 2, just letting you know that the smoke detectors for Node 2 in the lab have been re-enabled. Couldn't get to you right before the LOS, but we're good to go. Thanks. Station Houston on 2 for StoTrek.
Houston, station City on 2 for StoTrek.
Okay, we had Ops Plan and ISO take a look. They re-uplinked the latest update to SpaceX 34's cargo ops for review. Please take a look in StoTrek when you get a chance and let us know if you guys see that update. It should take you all the way through the end of the procedure. It should match what Flight sent you earlier today, but I want to make sure you guys see it in there.
Hey, I am looking at StoTrek now, and I do not see a Dragon cargo ops. Let me close out the whole browser and reopen it and see if that makes a difference.
Copy.
Okay, closing out the browser did not solve the problem, but I guess maybe just give it 20 minutes and see if it uploads, or are you guys Can you guys see something on this counter that says that we should be seeing it?
Yeah, we think you guys should see it by now. Let me ask you a question. When you select the crew member and then you select the activity, does it just stay with the big StoTrack logo in the browser and it doesn't go to the actual procedure?
If I select, if I select a crew member and then select a random one, it does bring up the steps like you would normally do.
Okay, and on your browser, do you see connected to server on there at near the top?
Highlighted in green, it says connected to server, yes.
Okay, copy. Let's take a look, and we'll get back to you. We'll try to figure this out.
Okay, no worries. We'll be standing by. Thanks for all the help.
Station Houston on 2 for StoTrack.
With you.
Okay, on the StoTrack page, I want to take a shot in the dark here if you can try something. Select the page, select the Dragon 34 Cargo Ops activity, and if it doesn't populate the way you need it to all the way to the end, do a Control-Shift-R, and then try again and see if that will do the trick.
Okay, actually, this time when I loaded it up, the first time I pulled down the activity, I saw Dragon 34 Cargo Ops as an option. And I just select it, and it actually appears to be working normally now. I guess you intimidated it well enough to make it work.
Okay, great news. Glad you have that update on board. If you have any other questions, please let us know.
Okay, perfect. We will let you know if we have any questions. And I guess the one off the top of the head is that presumably SpaceX has not yet reviewed photographs. Is that true?
That is affirmative. We have expedited the photos from SSC-9 over to them, but we have not gotten any word back. I assume it'll probably happen towards the end of the day today.
Okay, no worries. I think we still have some later on steps that we can start getting into, and then we'll wait to see what they say.
Well, thanks.
Houston, Station Houston, first alert.
Station Houston on 2, go ahead.
Yeah, hello. So I've been working on some steps on some tracks, and there are some such stuff I cannot do, either because the items are missing or the CTVs are full. I did detail everything into the steps, into the crew comments of some tracks. But I just wanted to draw your attention that we cannot complete a lot of the steps.
Okay, I understand you can't complete a lot of the steps. If I heard you correctly, you were going to leave a crew note with the details. Is that true?
I did leave crew notes in all of the steps where I was not able to complete them. For example, I mean, I can give you some examples, but there are quite a few loop steps which were not nominal. So I don't know if you have direct support. I would be happy to have an answer and solve the problem right now, but if you don't, the crew notes will be enough for you to find a solution before Monday.
Yeah, copy all. We'll take a look at it and get with our ISO folks and get back to you.
Copy. Thanks.
And also be advised, we should be getting some word back from SpaceX on the photos that were sent to them probably within the next hour or two, so hopefully we'll have more information to give you guys at that point as well.
Okay, copy. Great news. So just as a big picture thing, there was one CTV that was completely full, and I was not able to put the remaining EVA hardware in there. And there's another CTV that is slightly bulging. I think it will be okay for packing, but we'll see. It might be a surprise when we are packing. And there's another CTV where I could not find the items. So I'll pose the outs here. Maybe you can find answers before tomorrow or whenever. Thank you.
Okay, copy all. Yeah, we'll take a look and get you guys feedback. Thanks so much.
You're welcome.
Station Houston on 2 for StoTrack.
Houston Station X on 2 for StoTrack.
OK, Okay, good news all around. The work you guys did today and the comments that Sophie passed down earlier, I took a look at it. Everything looks great, no issues. They're going to start a new rev in the Stotrek based on Sophie's inputs that should be ready by tomorrow and in place for work to be done on Monday. In addition, SpaceX took a look at the photos that were on SSC9. Everything looks great. So you guys are go to close out the middle center portion. Once that's completed, whenever you guys decide to do that, if you can take pictures of that completed work and send them down or put them on SSC, we'll get them down and make sure SpaceX is good with those as well. And that puts us all in a very good posture for Monday's cargo ops. Any questions?
So all that makes sense. So I understand that we're going to pack the middle center, and after we pack it, we'll put photos on an SSC for you. Additionally, ISO is going to put all of Sophie's notes into a new reference stow track that will be available tomorrow or Monday. We'll make some progress tomorrow, and then we'll see where we're at, and we're confident we're going to put ourselves in a good spot for Monday.
And that's a good readback. One additional item for you. We have some comp testing that we're doing down here. So we're going to be taking our S-band strings to low data rates, starting with the string we're currently on. When we do that, we would like to do a voice check with you guys just to make sure we're good. That will be on Space to Ground 1. And we'll do the same thing once we go over to low data rate on string 1 here in a little while. Just want to make sure you guys are good with that. And that's good copy. Appreciate it, and we'll be talking to you on one here shortly. Thanks.